NC NurseCast is a web-based interactive model that forecasts the future supply and demand for nurses in North Carolina. Developed by the UNC Shep Center for Health Services Research, the model aims to help state employers, educators, and policymakers plan for the future of healthcare, and in this case, what is an apparent nursing shortage.
I want to emphasize that this project was 2 years in the making. We started this before COVID hit, anticipating that the North Carolina nursing workforce was going to be in crisis. Never could we have imagined we would be releasing this in the midst of a pandemic that is really wreaking havoc on the North Carolina health workforce, and particularly on nurses.
That was Dr. Erin Freyer, a policy analyst and the director of UNC's Shep Center. She said this model will be able to give stakeholders the data they need to understand the complexities of the nursing workforce, as well as examine possible surpluses and shortages by location.
We believe that our model is much more robust and transparent, and we believe in it. And part of the reason is that our model draws on licensure data obtained from North Carolina. So we actually know every single nurse who's licensed to practice.
Freyer said the largest shortfalls for RNs will occur in hospitals, where demand is expected to exceed supply by nearly 10,000 positions by 2033. She said North Carolina's expanding aging population also fuels a need for more RNs in nursing homes, extended care, and assisted living facilities, where the demand is forecasted to exceed supply by nearly 31%. NC NurseCast also allows users to explore different what-if scenarios that would alter the forecast. For example, what if nurses experience increased burnout and exit the field 2 or 5 years early?
When we went through the modeling, we started this before the pandemic hit. Even before the pandemic hit, we were looking at a projected shortage of 10,000 nurses. If you add that early exit, everybody exits 5 years earlier, you're looking at a shortage of 21,000 nurses.
Model data shows that over the next decade, metropolitan areas are expected to face far greater nurse shortages than rural areas, with Greensboro and Winston-Salem facing the greatest shortages, followed by the Triangle and South Central Charlotte. However, Freyer said rural areas will not be exempt.
Of the workforce that I am most concerned about right now, I am most concerned about nursing. We have shortages in urban areas. We have shortages in rural areas. We have hospitals desperate for nurses.
Even if the state grows its nurse supply by 10% with new graduates, Freyer said North Carolina will still face a shortage of more than 10,000 nurses in 2033. She said these findings highlight the importance of investing in efforts to retain nurses, rather than assuming an increase in graduates will address workforce shortfalls in the coming years.
So the message that I want to leave you with, leave policymakers with, is it'd be great if we could expand enrollments, but what we're really going to have to focus on is retention, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.